The CEO of Uber will be taking a leave of absence as the company overcomes a troublesome year. Travis Kalanick made the announcement to staff yesterday just as the company he founded announced partial results of a nearly four-month investigation into its workplace culture. But what makes for an effective leave of absence? We're joined now by Andrew Whitman, CEO of the Mental Toughness Training Center. He advises executives on managing pressure and mental stamina. Andrew, what about a leave of absence?
The first thing is to actually be absent. So what you got to do is stay off all social media. That's the first thing. Don't know mainstream media and be in seclusion away from the TMZers, I call it, right? No public appearances, no fundraisers, no banquets, balls, no plays, festivals, or concerts.
And most of all, I guess, don't even show up at the office.
Well, no, of course not there, especially not there. Like, don't even be seen in the parking lot across the street, staking out, you know, your favorite coffee joint that you always, you know, have lunch at and hold court at. No, none of that. You have to be completely off the radar.
All right. Or else what? You're sending mixed signals then?
Yeah, you're not really taking a leave of absence, you know, at all. And so this whole thing, in order for it to be authentic and for us to believe you, and that's why we're doing it, right? Let's be honest. The reason that you're taking the leave of absence is because the heat is too high in the public arena. So for us to believe you, you've got to really just disappear and just be completely off the radar and not even be like, you know, the man behind the curtain in Oz. We just have to totally not see you at all.
By doing that, do you give the impression that there may be something fishy going on that you're afraid to address?
No, I think it's you're hitting it head on. So if you're going to take a leave of absence, just take a leave of absence. I'm not and turn it over, turn the keys over, you know, to the board and whoever is coming in while I'm gone. Otherwise, it does look fishy if it looks like you're meddling and you never really did take the leave of absence. I'm always reminded of like the 80s and the televangelists that would, you know, get caught in the great sin and then they would like take a leave of absence for 3 months and then they're back in the pulpit. I mean, really, did anybody believe that?
Right. You say, too, take an honest assessment of your internal identity. Explain that.
Yeah, so your identity is not what you do. So being CEO of you, that's an external. I mean, CEO of a company, you're an external. If you're the founder of, you know, a tech company, that's an external. Being rich, that's an external. So who are you? Who do you want to be? What's the internal strength you want to highlight? You know, do you want to be seen as a person of integrity? I am a person of integrity who always keeps his word, you know, something that you aspire to. And when you get that internal identity down, then we can begin to believe you. Because what happens is once you figure out who it is that you want to be, what you aspire to be internally for the rest of your life, all of your behavior becomes a byproduct of who you are. We're talking about the difference between character and reputation.
We're speaking with Andrew Whitman. He's the CEO of Mental Toughness Training Center in South Carolina. He's a former Marine and special agent. Teaches Fortune 500 executives how to deal with pressure. Number three on your list, make the course corrections for when you're taking a leave of absence as CEO.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, once you do make the course correction, here's the hard part, Gordon. The hard part is that it's to be authentic and credible, I need a track record of fidelity of your new found, you know, I turned over the new leaf. This is me 2.0. Mm-hmm. Listen, it took you years for us to see the train wreck that you are. It's not going to be fixed in weeks or months. It's also going to take a track record of years for us to believe it, right? So when I first came on as a federal agent, I first showed up at work, I had a supervisor tell me, hey, Andrew, if you're late to work and you call in sick a lot and that's your reputation, if you want to change that, it would take you 3 years to fix it. The reverse is also true. We know it could take you a lifetime to build a credible reputation, and you could wreck it in an instant. And there's tons of folks that we see in the public today that the trail is just littered with them, that they have had great careers, but then that one misstep. So this is the reverse. It's going to take a lot of time for us to believe you. It's not going to be over in 3 months.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Whitman, CEO of the Mental Toughness Training Center. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.